Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across the region, a warm day is unfolding. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, perfect for a stroll in the Old City. Meanwhile, Tel Aviv is slightly overcast, but pleasant for those heading out. Haifa sees mild weather, with a light breeze coming off the sea. In the south, Be'er Sheva is sunny and warm. First, from earlier today, the Jerusalem Post reports that President Trump says the Iranian naval blockade stays until Tehran agrees to a nuclear deal. Also, Axios reports that Trump tells Netanyahu only surgical strikes in Lebanon should occur as the ceasefire falters. That report came in 4 hours ago. Also this hour, Forward reports a nun was attacked in Jerusalem, sparking outcry as tensions with Christians mount. Separately, Walla highlights that the IDF ignored drone threats for years, despite clear warnings. That story came in 3 hours ago. And finally, JNS reports that the Tennessee governor has signed a bill recognizing Judea and Samaria in official materials. This was reported 5 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Former U.S. Ambassador Carla Sands, writing on X just now, explains how President Trump uses personal relationships as a diplomatic tool. A user named Esther Zelda posted minutes ago expressing strong criticism of Trump and his supporters. Ihab Hassane posted minutes ago sharing a video showing Israeli settlers allegedly setting a Palestinian home on fire in the West Bank. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post report, President Trump has reiterated his firm stance on Iran. The naval blockade will remain until a new nuclear agreement is reached. CENTCOM is on alert, preparing for potential military action. This move increases tension in the Gulf, impacting global oil markets. Turning to the Axios story, President Trump advised Prime Minister Netanyahu against large-scale strikes in Lebanon. He warned that significant destruction could damage Israel's international image. This caution comes as the ceasefire with Hezbollah faces challenges, potentially escalating regional instability. Meanwhile, as reported by Forward, a nun was attacked in Jerusalem's Old City earlier today. The incident has intensified existing tensions with Christian communities in the city. Local authorities have arrested a suspect, but community leaders are calling for increased security measures to protect religious minorities. Separately, Walla highlights a long-standing issue with the IDF. Despite clear intelligence, the military did not adequately prepare for drone threats. This oversight could have significant implications for future security operations, especially with evolving technologies. Finally, in earlier reporting from JNS, the Tennessee governor's decision to recognize Judea and Samaria in official state materials has drawn attention. Supporters say it educates Americans on Israel's history, while critics argue it may complicate U.S.-Middle East relations. On the economic front, first, CTech reports that ads in gaming need smart, data-driven implementation, according to Orr Zilberman from Playtika. He spoke at Calculist's Tech Independence event. Separately, Globes notes the shekel-sterling exchange rate is heading below NIS 4 per pound. This marks the weakest level for the British currency against the shekel since 2022. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights a record in planning and marketing industrial areas in Israel. Over 8,500 acres and 40 new plans are in development, seen as a growth engine for the economy. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.